feel like it is by the most demand. Of course, the coronavirus pandemic, which has caused more than 2.8 million infections worldwide. Johns Hopkins University puts the mounting COVID-19 death toll at 198,000. Cases here in the United States, over 905,000, with just under 52,000 lives lost, the most anywhere. Still, some American states, including Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma, have begun a partial reopening of their economies. The state of Alaska says restaurants, retail, and other businesses will be permitted to open their doors with limits in place. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is allowing some outdoor recreational activities to resume, but she's extended her stay-at-home order through the middle of May. There is no easing of restrictions in Massachusetts, which has become a COVID-19 hotspot, with cases climbing toward 51,000, third highest in the country, with more than 2,500 deaths. New York yesterday put its daily loss of lives at 422, the fewest since early March. But the total numbers in New York have been breathtaking, more than 271,000 cases and over 21,000 lives lost. Elsewhere in the world, India has announced a relaxation of a shutdown which affects 1.3 billion people. India has had 24,000 virus infections with 780 reported deaths. Neighborhood shops are being reopened, but the easing of movement does not apply to hundreds of quarantined Indian towns and other areas hit hardest by the outbreak. Sri Lanka is tightening its lockdown, trying to juggle public health against the well-being of its economy. France says it will end its nationwide lockdown on May 11th, just shy of 2 months after it began. Parents can choose whether or not to send their children back to school. Spain, with 22,500 coronavirus deaths, the most in Europe, is allowing some outdoor activities beginning this weekend. Belgium has given hospitals the go-ahead to perform non-COVID-related care as of May 4th. This is VOA News. It is widely seen as one of the worst days of his presidency. Reference point, Donald Trump's effort yesterday to walk back his suggestion that the fight against the coronavirus should perhaps include the use of a disinfectant in the body. He told reporters his remarks were taken out of context, that he was being sarcastic. A video recording of his words showed him asking his virus task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, if the use of disinfectant or ultraviolet light as COVID-19 therapeutics should be investigated. She responded she had never heard of that. Among the reactions prompted by Mr. Trump's words, warnings from the Surgeon General, the makers of Lysol and Clorox, and health officials across the country, all warning that the misuse of disinfectants could prove fatal. Rather than face more questions about all this, Mr. Trump yesterday ended his news briefing after just 22 minutes without taking questions. Critics call the incident an example of the president's disdain for science, but White House spokesman Judd Deere fired back, arguing that any suggestion that the president does not value scientific data or the important work of scientists is patently false. For the 10th straight day, China, where the pandemic began, is reporting no deaths and only 12 new cases, 11 of them from outside the country. And South Korea continues its run of days when new cases have been under 20. The latest count is 10. Large-scale testing is credited with helping South Korea hold down its number of cases. It has had only 240 virus deaths. Adequate testing remains an issue in many parts of the United States. About 4.7 million COVID-19 tests have been administered so far in a nation of 330 million people. Researchers at Harvard University say a half million tests a day or more are needed before the American economy can be safely reopened. At the Vatican, Pope Francis called on people to pray for funeral home workers, saying what they do is so heavy and sad, and that they really feel the pain of this pandemic. Several nations, including the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and South Africa, have joined what the World Health Organization has called a landmark collaboration to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The initiative is designed to accelerate work on tests, drugs, and vaccines, and to share them around the globe. Notably missing from the group is the United States. President Trump says he is ending his country's financial aid to the World Health Organization. The U.S. Navy is recommending the reinstatement of the aircraft carrier captain fired for sending an email pleading for faster action to protect his crew from the coronavirus. The Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Mike Gilday, says Captain Brett Crozier should be given back the command of his aircraft carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt. The decision is now up to Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Captain Crozier is hospitalized for COVID-19, as are hundreds of his former crew members. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.